This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. This is Grant, VK5GR, with this week's Amateur Radio Experimenter Group news. New club on-air nets. To help keep our members connected during this time of social distancing, the club is moving to increase the amount of on-air contact opportunities available. We're planning on holding an on-air net once a fortnight, starting this coming Friday, May the 8th. The net will start at 7:30 p.m. and will be held on the club's VK5 RSB repeater on 439.9 MHz, located at Summertown. We will also link via node 6214 to reflector 9558 on the IRLP network, and this reflector is in turn connected to the Echolink node VK3JED, so we'll be able to maximise our reach, particularly for our interstate members. Visitor check-ins are most welcome. Look out for our net control station, VK5ARG, and give us a call on 7:30 p.m. Friday night. In between the on-air weeks, there will be a separate video roundtable meeting also held for the club members. We'll be using the Zoom system, and we've just actually held one of these, and it was hugely successful, as everyone got to see, hear, and participate in the free discussions that ensued. Members will be provided with the detail of the Zoom logins for each of these through our internal mailing list. Currently, the next scheduled Zoom roundtable for members is May 29th, also starting at 7:30 p.m. Central. AREG General Meetings in May. The May meeting of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group will again be held online this month due to the social distancing limitations. It'll be held on Friday, May the 15th, starting from 7:30 p.m. Central Time. We'll be using the Zoom video conferencing platform system for the membership to access the meeting. The subject this month will be FT8DXing, How to Get Started, Tips and Tricks, and will be presented by Grant, VK5GR. Now, using the opportunity of the Zoom platform, the format will be based on a live look at FT8 on the air, with interaction from members most welcome. We'll be discussing the basics, including the software installations, hardware, and more importantly, we'll explain how to actually maneuver your signals on the air to get the maximum chance of a successful QSO. To make this session available to visitors and our wider audience, AREG has this month also teamed up with Hayden, VK7HH, who will live stream our presentation via his Ham Radio DX YouTube channel. This way, we hope to make the evening accessible to a wider audience, not just AREG members. So if you're interested in some hints and tips for getting the most out of FT8 DXing on HF, why not tune in at 7:30 p.m. Central, that's 1000 UTC, on Friday, May the 15th, via Hayden's Ham Radio DX channel on YouTube. There are further details on our website. 73 and good morning all from Grant, VK5 Golf Radio.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news and notes from the North East Radio Club. Well, I hope everybody's getting on well in their isolation, and that you keep yourself amused with amateur radio and whatever other interests you've got. Hasn't been much of a day to get out and about the last few days, so hope you're all enjoying yourselves. Last Friday night there was another F-Troop meeting about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We had about a dozen or so people up on the net, which is the linked repeater system that's now giving us really good coverage. So any Fridays at 5 p.m. come on up and enjoy a chat on the F-Troop net. Also, the Northeast Radio Club has been conducting some remote assessment examinations. So if you're looking at doing the foundation assessment, or if you want to upgrade, then get in touch with Peter, VK5PX, with an email. Send it to his email address, which is vk5px@wia.org.au. And as usual, every Wednesday at 10 a.m. on the Houghton repeater, there is the Coffee Club, or the Corona Net, as we are calling it. So we get a big crowd of people up there, so get a nice hot cup of coffee and come on up and join the net every Wednesdays at 10 a.m. And next Friday night, the 8th of May, will be the May General Meeting for the North East Radio Club. Once again, this will be a virtual meeting, and it will be on the Houghton Repeater. So call in about 7 p.m. and the meeting itself will kick off about 7:30. So we should have something of interest on the night. So don't forget, next Friday, the 8th of May, the North East Radio Club May meeting. Virtually, of course. Well, that's all for this week. 73's Good DX and stay safe from me, Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with this week's updates from the South East Radio Group. Last Friday's on-air session went well, and we had a very good attendance. After taking the roll call, President Peter, VK5BE, handed over to Cole, VK58CF, who played an episode of the Doctor Is In podcast from the ARRL, before handing the floor over to members who made comments on the broadcast or told us of their activities for the week. By the way, we have got permission from Steve Ford, WB8IMY, to use the Doctor Is In podcast in our weekly sessions. We had a total of 20 check-ins from the total membership of 57, which I think is pretty good for a small club. We usually get one or two check-ins from some of our Portland, Victoria members as well, but that depends a lot on the conditions on the day. So far, this format seems to be working well, but I'm not sure how well it might work if we come up with anything slightly controversial to discuss during a business meeting. From all accounts, the Zoom US software is not very data secure and is easily hacked into, but unless you are handling very sensitive information, that probably does not matter very much. I have personally used Zoom US for conference calls to the US involving 30 plus people, and the audio and video quality was very good. At the moment, however, using 2 meters is working for us, but it's always good to have a backstop. Our repeater network seems to be a little busier than it was pre-COVID-19, and that has to be a positive arising out of all the negatives to do with this pandemic. Unfortunately, a lot of Aussies seem to think it's now over and are getting out and about a lot more, and social distancing seems to be considered unnecessary now by many as well. That attitude, in my opinion, could cause the thing to rear up and bite us again, possibly even harder. I believe that we need to be very careful for a while longer yet to make sure that the danger is actually over. Because of all this, things have pretty much stopped, as we cannot really do any physical projects until we are allowed to assemble in numbers again, and I therefore have very little else to tell you this week. I will therefore close this week's wrap-up by passing on the best wishes of our members for you all to have a good week. Stay well, and I bid you 7-3 from Serge.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few comments from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club and myself. On Friday, the 24th of April, John, VK5KAF, reported that a successful 2-meter sideband net was held on 144.50 megahertz. And callers range from Snowtown in the mid-north to the south coast down in Skark's country. This is indicative of the on-air contacts being made during this COVID-19 isolation. I myself have been participating in NERC Coffee Club Net on the Wednesday mornings on 146.450 MHz simplex at 10 a.m. Also the Thursday night net at AHARS on 147.000 MHz repeater with offset, the VK5RLZ ERC repeater on the third Wednesday tech nights on 439.975 MHz minus offset, and on Friday 1st of May just passed, I participated in the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club's 2-meter sideband net and joined 11 others ranging from Kapunda, Wosley's, Untree Hill, Anglevale, down to Lights View, Glenside and Marion, an enjoyable interactive event and evening. I do not know when we can get back to the norm of face-to-face contacts, but 8 clear days at the time of writing of no new coronavirus-19 cases is a good sign. The virtual meetings will be on regular meeting nights at the usual times and dates on the VK5RLZ 70cm repeater with minus offset and tone. All other nets will be on their regular schedule and frequencies as usual. Keep in contact, stay safe, and enjoy your radio. Best wishes to all and your families till we meet again. 73s, Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo. Correction. The NERC Coffee Club Morning Net is now on 146.850 MHz repeater, call sign VK5GRC on Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. Thank you.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRB, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The dreaded coronavirus has caused us to cancel all face-to-face contacts, the general meetings, shack mornings and RSL lunches. No more eyeball QSOs until further notice. I know how much our AHARS members like to catch up at the general meetings on the third Thursday of the month, so I decided to run another AHARS net on that night. It was very well supported, and overwhelming response was that people taking part wanted to have this one each week. Remember, this net runs Thursday night at 8 p.m. on the AHARS VK5 RAD repeater, 147 megs with a minus 600 kHz offset. Remember, we still have the AHARS Monday night net that has been running for a long time, starting at 8 p.m. on the same repeater. On-air technical sessions are becoming quite popular, with several clubs now running them, usually with information files available from the web. See the various South Australian club web pages for details, or listen to the South Australian WIA broadcast each week. Remember, you can get these files from the NERC website if you cannot listen to the broadcast live, and you can find it at http://northeastradioclub.org.au. I've been looking at running technical sessions online, but this is becoming difficult to find a clear night with all the 2-metre nets and club sessions. How would you like a technical session on a Saturday morning to replace our technical sessions at the shack? Email me with your thoughts on this matter. Now, the next problem is finding people to present these sessions. If you would like to run a session, email me with what you wish to do and how you will present it. The options are to use Zoom or upload your notes, best in PDF format, to our website, and the members can get it from there before the session. Pat has been busy updating our membership records, and she's very impressed with the numbers. 147 members have paid out of a total of 176. Well done. If you've not paid your subscription for 2020, the membership is now $25. You can pay by direct deposit, and the details are: the name is AHARS, A-H-A-R-S. The BSB is 105186, and the account number is 036-248-940. You can also pay by cheque or money order and post it to AHARS Inc., P.O. Box 401, Blackwood, S.A. Another net you may like to join in is the Northeast Radio Club Corona Coffee Net on Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. This has been a simplex net on 146450, the Northeast Radio Club's secret men frequency, and has been run from the northeast suburbs. This is limited those who can join the net, and we've shifted it to the Northeast Radio Club's VK5HRO repeater, 146850 megs with a negative 600 kHz offset. Also, remember, we're looking for a secretary, so if you would like to take on that position, send me an email now and put your hand up. Send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. You could also send me a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.